You're listening to a DM podcast.
Hello and welcome back to Beyond the Likes. You are with your host, Amy Gerard, and I am joined today by a very intriguing, exciting woman. Her name is Ivana DeLune.
Yes.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I am so good. I have been very, very excited to talk to you.
Ditto.
Ivana, you are a burlesque dancer.
Yes, that is correct.
I'll tell you why. I am besotted with burlesque dancers, women, shows. I was living overseas. I went to Moulin Rouge multiple times.
Stunning.
I'm just in awe of the dancers, the confidence, the sexuality, the empowerment. So I would love to hear a little bit about you and how you kind of came into it, and were there any inspirations in your life that kind of led you down the burlesque path?
Yeah, totally. I have pretty much danced forever. I live, breathe, grew up dancing, pretty much popped out of the womb in a split, was ready to go. And then you get to a point sort of around the age of 18 when you finish school and, you know, you're trying to figure out your life and all of that. So I gave up dancing for a while and then sort of lost all of my passion going into study and school and doing all the things that you think you're supposed to do in life. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden you start dating a girl and she takes you to a burlesque class and you decide, okay, this is my life from now on. Growing up, I was always really inspired by Dita Von Teese, Betty Page, all of those characters through history. Yep. So, you know, it just seemed like the right thing to do. And dancing is way more fun when you take your clothes off.
Much to my husband's dismay, I also like to take my clothes off when I'm out dancing.
Ow.
I was literally saying to Mandy, in a former life, I swear I was some sort of burlesque dancer. I'm not a trained dancer by any means, but I just love dancing, and the less clothes I'm wearing, the better, right?
Amen. Amen to that.
I want to know how you did your first show, and was that nerve-wracking, or were you born for this role?
I honestly think I was born for it. I never really used to get nervous. I think I get more nervous now than when I began. I think when I began, really? I had nothing to lose, really. It was very much stepping into something that I was so excited about that I didn't have time for the butterflies or anything. I just wanted to get out there as quick as I could. And now as I sit back and I refine what I do and I care a lot more about what I do, I start to get a little bit more nervous because I really want to put on a good show.
Yeah, and it's kind of like your reputation now and I can understand that. And so did your girlfriend, was she all for it? Was she encouraging you to do these kind of things?
Absolutely. She was a stripper at the time. So she
amazing.
Basically did the same thing just for a lot more money.
Yeah, I was going to say. And have you had any partners who have not kind of been into it, or you wouldn't?
I am not into those people, so that would never happen. But I see it happen all the time.
Yeah. Oh, look, wild. I had a partner in a years ago who was very controlling, and it's a eye opener because I'd never been with people like that and tried to dictate what I could and couldn't wear, and I was like, wow, I never want to be with someone like you again.
Amen. No, that's a lot. And also just getting into a state where you don't know until you know. You have no idea that this is happening until those flags come up, and then all of a sudden you're like, this isn't the outfit I chose. What?
I was reading something. Was it your mum? Did your mum do burlesque dancing?
She was just a really vulgar woman.
We love it.
She was a very, very feminist kind of woman, and she never actually saw me do burlesque or push me into burlesque or anything like that, but she was always very open to new ideas and open to alternative lifestyles and open to, you know, doing something for yourself, I suppose.
Yeah, absolutely. There would still be people out there who would probably be like, it's quite misogynistic and whatnot. And I feel like the modern burlesque woman in this day and age, I feel like you've absolutely reclaimed that back. And it's not even for the men. Like, it's all about empowering you as a woman and being bold and being brave out there. And do you actually find, because I've been to a few shows, even in Sydney, and I actually find that there are more women in the audience than there are men.
100%. It is very much the modern burlesque era is about reclaiming. It is about feminism. It is about empowering each other and lifting each other up. It's having a safe space for women and people of all genders to really come in and amplify and embrace their sexualities. It definitely used to be for the male gaze. It was pretty much sort of more invented and styled towards the male gaze, but that's not the case anymore.
And I read an article about an incident that happened with Monash at Monash Banking or something, and they had done their Christmas party at a venue that you just happened to be performing at that night.
That is pretty much correct. Yeah, I was booked to perform for the party.
But were you booked to perform for the party or just for the venue?
For the party, I'm pretty sure.
And then there were people within that working environment and at that Christmas party who were outraged. Is that right?
I believe that did happen, yes. I believe that there were some people that were shocked that I had performed that evening, which if there was some sort of communication breakdown where they weren't told that that was going to happen, I can understand why that could be upsetting, but you definitely shouldn't need counselling after one of my performances.
I did read that they were offered counselling and I was like, I'm sorry, what? Were these nuns that had attended the Christmas party? I mean, it's not like they had been taken to what's the place, like a strip club or anything like that. Burlesque is like a form of art, right? And it is
absolutely
beautiful, and I can't even imagine who would have needed counselling. Actually, I can imagine. I can imagine there would be some Karens, maybe from an older demographic, who were just, you know what, there probably was a bit of a breakdown in communication. They weren't expecting it. And
then a surprise titty slap to the face. It's just not what they expected.
I feel like that would have made the Christmas party way better.
That's what I would have thought too, but here we are.
Here you are. So talk me through like what your regular routine looks like.
At the moment, pretty much every single weekend is spent on the road. As you know, I just flew in and landed in Brisbane like an hour before this call, but I pretty much just am on the road. I go to a different city every weekend and teach burlesque workshops, which is a full day of workshops where I very much talk to and influence the young minds of burlesque, which is exciting. And then in the evenings, I usually perform. So that'll be from Friday to Sunday. And then Monday through Thursday is either photo shoots, resting, being as horizontal as possible so that I can get enough energy to do it again the next week.
That's so good. I actually had my birthday party. I'm just trying to think where it was. It was in Sydney somewhere on Kent Street. And it's kind of a little like you go there and you have dinner. And then halfway through dinner, this lady just walks out onto the bar and does this incredible show. And then within like a few 10, 15 minutes, she's down to just a G-string and nipple tassels. But she was so great. Like, she built on the energy and everybody was cheering. All the bar staff were getting behind her. Anyway, then she disappears again and then she comes out again at a later date. But it was such a good mix of, you know, really nice dining, great cocktails, an incredible show. But she was just, I'm just in awe of you guys because, I mean, I feel like it would take a little bit of guts and balls to be able to get up. You're usually on a stage, right?
On a bar. Yeah, that's terrifying.
On a bar with just hundreds of people looking at you and you're just getting your kit off and also dancing and being like so provocative and sexy. In my head, I want to think that I would nail it, but I don't know if I would. I feel like I'd get to a point where I'd be like, oh shit, like what does my ass look like from this angle?
I've seen your get ready with me's. I feel like you're perfectly fine to get up there, honey. You've got the moves.
I was like, I am going to ask you for some signature moves that I can then take out onto a dance floor, right?
Absolutely. You should come to one of my workshops. I'll give you a ticket.
Do you do workshops in Sydney?
I do. I was there last week. Next time I'll hit you up.
Absolutely. Send me a DM. I will be there. Do you ever get mums who come to your shops?
I get pretty much everyone under the sun coming to my workshops. Mums are up there with my faves. They are definitely there. They're definitely there for a weekend away from the kids. That's often there. Yes. I ask people why they're there and they're like, any excuse to get away from the kids. And yes. I love that. And to leave them with hubby and go for your weekend to feel sexy and be yourself. It's very common. I get older women who are there just to, it's my 60th birthday and I've decided that I'm doing 60 new things, that kind of vibe.
So good.
Sometimes you get young people who are trying new things for the first time, and then you get, yeah, everyone under the sun comes to my workshops, but the yummy mummies are definitely up there.
It's so cool. It's definitely something that I feel like ever since I had children, it's like all of the inhibitions that you have as a woman like just disperse because you're like, wow, I gave birth.
Yeah.
And I've created a human and I'm a bloody warrior. So I can imagine that there would be so many mums coming to your workshop.
And not only that, there are lots of mums who perform as well and do this full time.
Oh, my God. So do you get down – you still don't get down fully nude, do you? You still normally – do you use the tassels?
I do use the tassels, but it honestly depends on the time and the place. If I can take it all off, who knows, I might.
You would.
But usually
– Is that extra?
It's definitely extra. Yeah. But it depends on the licensing of the venue. So sometimes you legally can't get more naked. So that's why they invented the pasties in the first place.
Gotcha. Tell me one of the craziest reactions that you've had from, you know, an audience member, be it good or bad.
I remember this one striking moment, and this is kind of the moment when I realized that I had made it and I knew that I was on the right track. I was dancing on a bar, as we do, and I was slowly dropping down into a split, and I was like right in front of a couple, and this woman's face was about, I want to say like 10 centimeters away from my crotch, and she just let out this audible moan. So much that I could feel like the breath, and I was like,
the hot
wow.
Air.
My
work here is done.
Yeah, I just at that moment knew that I was really making an impact on the world.
It's
doing
good.
Something worthwhile.
It's so good. What about, so you do everything from like, obviously you get hired at venues, mm-hmm. and do you ever do like private shows?
Occasionally I do private shows. So if someone's got like a hen's party or a birthday party or something like that, or they just want a performer, that can definitely happen. I've performed at so many different types of events and so many different things that I suppose I'm ready to do funerals next. Who knows? If you need a performer, I'm ready.
Just to mix it up a bit.
Yeah.
40th, but I feel like my 40th is coming up, so I might book you in for that. That would make my entire birthday.
I think that would be fantastic.
I feel like that would be so good. And let me ask you, have you actually been to Moulin Rouge? Yeah.
Not yet. It's on the list.
Are you going to try and get over there?
Definitely. I also want to see Crazy Horse. Have you seen Crazy Horse?
No. Is that in?
In Paris? Yep. It's another one of those huge showgirl productions, but it's all done with visual effects. So they're clothed, I think they just wear G-strings or maybe less, and they just have all of their clothes put on them with lights. So it's a light show. It's very cool.
I mean, that's definitely a box that you need to get ticked.
Yes, I will tick that box.
And have you had any uncomfortable, you know, scenarios where... You know, do you still find that unfortunately in today's society there are people who are, what's the word, like a little bit offended by the nudity and haven't quite grasped the evolving, like...
Occasionally. occasionally. Yeah. It's more rare. I would say 99% of the time it's so fine. I think most of the time when I am performing, usually people know that that's about to happen. So they've kind of signed up for that. But I have had situations. I remember a Valentine's Day, I believe I was on stage and a couple ended up getting into like a heated argument in the middle of my performance because he was, I suppose, watching me too much. And then so she stormed out and he had to like pay for the check and stuff like this. And I'm just on stage prancing around, none the wiser. So I think there's all sorts of issues and I suppose it's always quite personal why people or don't like certain forms of art. So it's pretty random when that happens. I wouldn't say that that's a normal or even common thing that happens.
Yeah, of course. And you actually perform at like sex parties and stuff too, right?
I sure do.
I mean, I feel like there's nowhere that you can't perform at, right? Maybe schools. We'll draw the line at schools.
Definitely schools. I'm drawing the line there too.
What would you say, having probably done your fair share of travelling around Australia, what would you say the kinkiest state is?
It's Perth without a doubt.
What?
I know.
Perth?
Yeah.
I'm actually going there next week.
Well, watch out.
Where do I need to go?
Honestly, anywhere and everywhere. There's a lot there. I've found that they tend to be the most absolutely ready for a good time. I think
out there,
because there's a lot less to do. They're so isolated that I think once they get the opportunity, they are jumping in for it.
Oh, my God, that's so funny. I was going to say it's probably because there isn't a whole lot going on over in Perth. Like, I absolutely love Perth, but it's very much a much slower pace.
Absolutely.
Okay, so what is on the cards for you moving forward? Are you just going to be doing some more workshops? Have you got any big events that you're performing at?
So I am doing more workshops this year. It is Workshop Central, which is amazing. I love teaching them and I love going around for them. So I'm planning on doing a couple more tours of Australia and then I am hoping to peter off overseas. Fingers crossed I can get over to Europe.
Get over
mid
to Paris
to late
somehow.
This year. That's the plan.
And are you in a relationship at the moment?
I sure am. I've been in a relationship for 6 years. So pretty much the entirety of my burlesque career has been supported by a lovely gentleman who helps me in everything that I do. He's fantastic.
That's so good.
Yeah.
And he's super supportive and whatnot.
He's borderline too so supportive.
Take it off.
Hell yeah. No, he's fantastic. Honestly, I think behind every, you know, very successful woman or, you know, very uplifted woman is often someone in the background really cheering them on and
absolutely
helping them get everywhere that they are. So I'm very lucky.
Yeah, no, I completely agree. I've got a husband who I feel like I'm quite a bold character and I put a lot out there online. I'm a bit of an oversharer. And if I was with anybody else, I feel like it would have been capped a long time ago. Mm-hmm. But he is my biggest cheerleader. And I think it really does make a huge difference as 100%. A woman. Like when you do have a man in your corner, I mean, not that you need him in your corner, but when you are coupled up and you've got someone who is just advocating for you, doing you, and being happy for that, you really do flourish.
Absolutely. And yeah, it's having the permission to just be yourself and do what makes you happy.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
This is so exciting. Well, I would absolutely love to know when you are coming back to Sydney or even when you are performing so I can come and watch you remove your clothes.
That sounds like a really nice time for both of us.
And I would love, like, I actually have a bunch of girlfriends. Off the top of my head, I could think of 10 who would love to do a workshop, a burlesque workshop.
Oh, sounds great. We could do like a little VIP special.
Oh, my God. I could organize a bunch of girlfriends and we could do drinks and you could teach us how to be less like just wasted mums on the dance floor and more provocative and sexual, right?
Sounds like a dream weekend.
It really does. I'm going to slide into your DMs and I'm going to make this happen.
Sounds great. Genuinely.
Thank you so much for joining me. I am in absolute awe of all that you do and all of the burlesque dancers and what you do. And I think you are incredible, and I think you're paving the way forward for other younger women to feel empowered, to get up there, to love their body and to own it. And
as they should.
As they should, exactly right. But I still feel like so many people are still so in their head. Mm. And look, I mean, we've all been there. I've been there. So it's not as easy as just flicking on a switch. But I think that you're doing a great job at bringing out everyone's feminism.
Yes, if I can make everyone in the world shake their titties more, I'll, my job is done.
I actually found some tassels when I was moving home. I think they got sent to me by Honey Burdette or something. And that is a skill.
It is not easy.
I was like, what is happening? And they were just like flapping about. So getting them to like do these ones.
It's often all in the shoulders. And worst case scenario, there's lots of just bouncing. Lots of bouncing. Just like that.
Yes. I could all, the chair is
squeaky.
The chair is creaking underneath me. Wait, so you just bounce?
You can bounce. And then if you put one arm up and one arm down, they'll go the same direction. And if you swap arms, they'll go the opposite direction. And if you put both arms up, they'll go in towards each other. And if you pop them down, they'll go outwards. It's all tugging on the breast tissue. There's so much anatomy involved. It's a lot. It's a lot.
Not me going to step out of this podcast and order myself multiple different tassels so I can perform now.
Absolutely.
For my husband and my girlfriends.
Absolutely. And you should. I approve of this message.
I love it. I'm going to slide into your DMs with a video as well. I'm going to show you how far I've come.
What a gift.
Yes, you're a gift. Well, thank you so much for joining me. It has been an absolute pleasure chatting with you. And I will make sure that I'll get all your details from you, and we'll put it all in the show notes so that if there are women out there who want to do one of Ivana's classes and learn how to also do the nipple tassel things, or even just come to one of your shows, we'll put it all in the show notes and they can get in touch.
Yes, they definitely should. It is a good time. It's a good, good time.
And I will be DMing you shortly.
I can't wait.
Have a good day. I'll see you soon.
Bye.
Bye for now. Mwah.